We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. Efforts to ensure that your March 3rd vote in the California presidential primary is safe and secure means a lot of behind-the-scenes testing. As KCBS reporter Tim Ryan tells us, it's a busy couple of days at what is known as the Election Central in San Mateo County.
With fears of election meddling fresh in our minds, California ballots are becoming less digital and more paper-oriented, says San Mateo County Chief Elections Official Jim Irizarry.
It has been determined by the Secretary of State's office that paper ballots are the safest and securest method of voting. They're auditable. Ballot custody issues are easily taken care of. And then in San Mateo County, we add another feature in that they're also digitized when they are cast. So we have two audit trails.
Safer, yes, but Irizarry figures it'll take an additional 3 hours to tabulate on election night.
The good news, it's safe, it's secure, it's accurate. The bad news is it takes time.
San Mateo County has 370 different ballot styles, each in three languages, for a head-scratching 1,120 different ballots. In Redwood City, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
A group of dads is delivering a message to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today. All parents deserve time off to care for their newborn babies, regardless of gender. KCBS's Matt Bigler has the story.
After Roberto Santiago's first son was born, he took 4.5 weeks off work to help take care of his baby with his wife. She was ordered on bed rest immediately after delivery.
And so she was not able or allowed to get up, walk around, do laundry, cook. And so if I hadn't had that paid leave, I would have had to still take that time off, but it would have been unpaid.
The Berkeley professor joined with other Bay Area dads to deliver some 40,000 signatures to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office, demanding that paid family leave be extended to all parents in all states. Whitney Pesek is with PLUS, Paid Leave for the United States.
And so we're hoping that by delivering these signatures that members of Congress will also see this as a huge priority and will bring this to a House floor vote.
The House Ways and Means Committee is expected to take up the issue next Tuesday. The United States is the only developed nation in the world without national paid family leave. At the Federal Building in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
After initially gaining approval, the city of Campbell has given a big thumbs down to fast food restaurant Chick-fil-A. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says it came as a relief for some Campbell residents.
The drive-through Chick-fil-A was being proposed for where Denny's currently sits on South Bascom.
If you have housing, the cars are going to be here all the time. If it's a restaurant, they come and they go. They're not here all the time.
That Campbell resident was okay with it, saying eventually that area will be apartments anyway, although there's no evidence of that happening anytime soon. The Chick-fil-A was already approved by the Planning Commission, but neighbors rallied together against it.
So it was an appeal by the residents who live near the Denny's restaurant.
Al Beto with the City of Campbell says traffic was the biggest issue, and that's why the City Council voted unanimously against the project.
So Bascom Avenue is one of our major thoroughfares that runs north-south between San Jose, Campbell, and Los Gatos. So there is quite a bit of cars traveling.
Brian Elliott has lived in Campbell his whole life.
I'd stand behind the city. It's crowded enough and there's a lot of restaurants everywhere.
In Campbell, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.